Trevor is in Norwich. Hello, Trevor.
Hello there. Hello, Chris.
Hi, far away.
When we talk about the lottery, we always refer to it as a 14 million to one chance of winning it. And I just wondered, if you based it on sort of doing the lottery, say, on a Wednesday and a Saturday, so that's 2 £1 stakes, and you started doing it when you were 20 years old and you lived till 80, I was wondering how that would equate in lifetimes. So if I went in work and I said, well, in actual fact, it's going to tell you 100 lifetimes, that's the realistic chance of winning it. I don't know what the figure is, and I wondered what the figure would be.
OK, well, let's see if we can work it out fairly quickly. So if you start playing when you're 16, let's say, and you cease playing when you're 86, is that reasonable to give us 70 years of non-stop playing?
70 years, yeah.
OK, so it's about 100 games a year. So you'll end up doing about 7,000 games across your lifetime. So what you need to do is, if it's originally 1 in 14 million, we'll divide that by the 7,000 games you're going to play, because you'll have 7,000 chances to win, and you end up with 2,000. So you need to have 2,000 lifetimes to expect to win the lottery, yeah.
Yeah, that really is. That's more alarming, I think, than actually saying 14 million to one. So I'll enjoy saying that in work tomorrow. But have I got time to give you the second part?
Yes, far away. Go on.
I'm happy.
Yeah, the other second part is to do with the lottery again. If you do the numbers 1 to 6 in the lottery, I think your people who do that are being silly on the basis of the first three balls come out on the night and it's saying what, number one, number two, number three. The chances of 4 to 10 coming out next diminishes. Is that the case?
If you look at the lottery as a whole, like from before you start pulling out the balls in a particular draw, any list of numbers you pick is equally likely. So you can pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You could pick random like 12, 37, 14, or some random numbers. Every single string of numbers has exactly the same chance of coming out. What you're saying now is, once you start drawing the balls out, how does the probability change? And what people often forget with things in probability, because as humans we love to assign meaning and pattern to things, is that if you draw out one number, it doesn't change the odds of the next number at all, other than you can't draw the previous number that just came out. There's now one fewer, or during the draw, fewer and fewer balls in there. So actually, your odds aren't going to change as you're drawing those numbers out as you go along.
Matt, thank you very much, and thank you also for an excellent question, Trevor. Now, Dally Waverider said on Second Life, by the way, the reason you don't want to use a pattern in the National Lottery is that you'll be more likely to have to share if you do win. Well, it depends how generous you're feeling, I suppose, anyway.